Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good kid, but got some issues. We're praying for him, that the Lord gets him in track. I wanted him to be here tonight. He's supposed to be here tonight. I'm going to call him. Don't forget. I will call him because I wanted him to hear this message. I wanted him to come clean because I know he's saved. But you have to get back to what God says. We have to humble ourselves. Like I said, young people think they can do it in their strength. God gives you strength to make wealth. This is what they don't understand. And they're not giving time to God. And you want God to move? Are you kidding me? And it's just like the scripture says, when you're not giving to the Lord, it's like you got holes in your pocket. He said, I don't know where my money's going. I do know. I know where it's going. Read God's word. Give time and priority to God, and He blesses it. I'm here to tell you, if you're not giving to the Lord, there's some serious issues there. Now, here we go. He says, humble ourselves, pray, seek my face, and then turn from your wicked ways. And then here's what he says he will do. God's response. He says, you will hear from heaven. So I already gave you Psalms, the Psalm 66:18, saying that he will not hear you if you have iniquity. So once we turn, we got God's ear. Then he's hearing us. So the first thing he wants us to do, once we complete those four steps, these are the three things that we'll do. He'll hear. We already gave you that. Isaiah, Psalm 66:18. But here's another one I wanted to give you. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 to 2. Isaiah 59, verse 1 to 2. Listen to this. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Ask yourself the question, if God is not answering your prayers, why? Is it getting there? Have you come clean with him? You first have to come clean with yourself. You know, I'm just reminded of the thief on the cross. When he recognized that he was a sinner and he was right beside the Son of God, he came clean with himself. He humbled himself and said, I'm a sinner. Have you humbled yourself and say, I'm sinning? I'm not doing what God wants me to do? Am I part of the problem or am I part of the solution? I'll tell you one thing that will help churches and church members is understanding, and I think I heard it here before, is that this is not your church. This is God's church. If you ever get to the point, remember, you're stewards. Stewards own nothing. I want you to be clear, understand that. Stewards own nothing. When we get to the point that it's all God's and we're just temporarily in control of it, it'll be easy. Remember, for this thing to continue to go, it has to be passed to another generation. That's got to be ready to roll. Are we training them up to do what God wants us to do? God wants us to train them up to do what they should be doing. So God will hear once our iniquity is gone. And then, boy, here's my favorite one. He said, forgive their sins. Here's 1 John chapter 1, 9. We should all know that one as a memory verse. 1 John chapter 1, 9. It says, if we confess our sins, this is the good part here. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're not even faithful enough to do that.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.